Thank every one of you for dialing in this morning. We asked you to get your pens and papers together and get ready for what thus says the Lord. And now we shall go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is a day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your blessings in our lives, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this call that we can come together early in the morning to get your word, to strengthen our souls, to strengthen our hearts, Lord Jesus, that we can go out and be those ministers in the marketplace that you have called us to be. We ask you to download into the speaker a word that we can all feast off of and grow from. Lord, we ask that you decrease the speaker and increase you, come out, and that we can receive that word that you have sent down from heaven above for each and every one of our lives. We thank you for the owners of this call, that they would be obedient and say yes to your word, to give us such a platform that we could all come together and praise you early in the morning. We thank you, we praise you, we love you, and we adore you. In your precious name, Jesus, we cover this call, that this call would go out unhindered, unabridged, undisturbed, and we can hear clearly what you have to say this morning. In your name, Jesus, we decree and declare that it is so. Amen and amen. Well, we thank each and every one of you for dialing in this morning. We ask you all to strap on your Holy Ghost seatbelts and get ready for what God has to say. God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend. And I shall now turn the call over to the host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my beautiful angel, Rebecca. Please take it away.
Good morning, and thank you so much for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. This truly is the day that the Lord has made. And good morning, my Master's Call family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I'm calling from Snellville, Georgia, and I'm just greeting you with Jesus' joy in abundance. Let me tell you a little bit about our call, the Master's Call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our mother eagle, Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on this scripture coming from Psalms 88:13 that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We have a mission statement every day on the Master's Call, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. You can also visit our website, www.themasterscall.net. And here you can find all of our messages, which have been archived on the site since we started in October of 2010, as well as the bios of our speakers. Our theme for this year is, in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Jackie did this morning, or as a hostess, such as what I'm doing this morning, or maybe you would like to share a word from the Lord, or maybe you might have a prayer request and or praise report, you could submit all of your information to this email address, info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net, N-E-T. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And we all came about through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, featuring great products to help the world become healthier. There is a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday right after this call, where a team of great artist leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617-pound. I repeat, the phone number for the new morning motivational call is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And we also have a bridge number in case you are having issues with getting on the free conferencing call. And that bridge number is 857-957-1147. Again, that bridge number is 857-957-1147. And today is Motivational Friday on the Morning Motivational Call. But we also have a Motivational Friday on our call right after the message, where you can share your praise report and prayer request. So tune in to do that right after our call as well. And that's every Friday. And now what we have been waiting for, our mouthpiece with the message from the Holy Spirit, is our very own Minister Brenda Terrell. Let me tell you about this wonderful woman of God. Minister Brenda Terrell was brought up on the Minister Brenda Terrell was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took Minister Brenda under his wing when she was 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed when she was 16. After graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate's degree in business, Brenda married Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where they became members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray, Jr. Being a Spirit-filled Baptist church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministries. She loves to encourage others in the gifts God has given them. Brenda is a proud mother of 5 children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent, and grandmother of 3 grandsons, Jai, Brent, and Brendan. Throughout the years of God's blessings, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words are, "God is faithful." Back to her roots, Brenda resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and a member of Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCarter is the senior pastor. Brenda is an artist distributor who loves the products and enjoys helping people become healthy again. And utmost, she is looking forward to greater things in Christ Jesus with her husband, Freddie, of 36 years. And so I would love to introduce to some and present to others our Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Minister Rebecca, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for hosting and that incredible introduction. I love and appreciate you, and I love the God in you. I thank God for you, and Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone, stepping in and praying for us. I so appreciate you, Miss Silver Fox. And I definitely want to take this time out to say thank you, thank you, thank you to our 2 co-founders who are such a blessing to us as individuals, to us as TMC family, and to the masses. And that's Dr. P.K. Roberts, who I love to call her Dr. Dimples and Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our mother ego. I so appreciate you two for loving on us and shining on us all the glory that God has instilled in each and every one of you. And to my TMC family, I say I love you and appreciate each and every one of you. This is definitely the day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. I won't be before you long, but I just want to pray before my Father. Heavenly Father, I thank you, and I glorify you, Father, for being the God that you are. So I thank you, Father, for using this vessel and anointing this vessel to do your will and to have your way. And, Lord, I thank you that we all will receive what you have for us this day. I glorify you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, first of all, I definitely want to acknowledge being Women's Month to just touch on a few women with the first women that did something. And when we say the first woman to vote, and you said, okay, that's probably around, what, 1900? Well, if you take a look at it, the first woman to vote was Lydia Taft back in 1778 in the state of Massachusetts. And I thought that was so profound. You know, sometimes we hear history and we may not know everything that's going on, but the woman voted in 1778. And then you have the first black woman in space, and that was Mae Carroll Jamison. She was on the space shuttle Endeavour in 1992. And then we have our first Hispanic woman who was in the Supreme Court, and that was Judge Sonia Sotomayor under the President Barack Obama. So we have these three, one that's Caucasian, one that's black, and one that's Hispanic, that was the first. And there are many firsts, more firsts coming along. And with that, I brought that because I'm going to speak on unity, the power of unity. See, it takes all of us as a team to come together and do the work that God has called us to do. And I'm reminded of Psalms 133:1, where it says, how good and how pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. You see, in the New Living Translation, it said in harmony. That unity is being in harmony, to stand together, to live together. And I'm sure we can all agree to the fact that as believers, we are called to work together in unity in order to fulfill God's purposes in each and every one of our lives. And we are called to serve one another in love and serve together in the body of Christ. Ephesians 4:3 says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. You see, when a team plays a game, the players come together with the strategies to accumulate points to win the game. And there may be a star player in the midst. However, some have to block while another scores. It's a team effort. When a country goes to war, it is without a doubt that every soldier commits to unified effort to protect each other while fighting for their country. When a crew builds a house, the notable carpenter, the electrician, the plumber, the roofer, and so on, they all collaborate their expertise to produce one magnificent structure. When a church is planted, every member, believer, has a commission from God to become fishers of men and then invite others to hear from the master. The unified body causes the team to win. It causes the country to conquer. And it causes that house that's getting completed to become a wonderful structure. And, of course, the church to grow. Our churches should be with an overflow because they see unity among each other. No, don't get me wrong, conflict would definitely come in the midst. It will arise among the team. It will come among the soldiers as well as the home builders. And yet, the winning team will draw bigger crowds. The country that won the battle will highly be recognized by other countries. The overwhelmness of one beautifully built structure will cause the home builders to create more customers. Therefore, there's no satisfaction like pleasing our Father in heaven with the obedience of his word. You see, Colossians 3:14 says, "And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity, in perfect harmony." Many times it's mentioned that there's no I in team. When we get I out of the way and allow God to flow with us, then things become more harmonized. Each member is essential to the body, the team, the country, the crew, and the growth or progress of these depends on the active participation of each member. So I look in the mirror and I ask that person, are you a hindrance to the team or are you a supporter? Are you encouraging or are you criticizing? Are you participating in knitting the team together or dividing it by complaining? You see, 2 Corinthians 13:1 says, "In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established." Jesus told the disciples, "For where two or three come together, they are gathered together in my name." He says, "There I am, I'm in the midst of it." That's according to Matthew 18:20. And many times, right here among our TMC family, we have witnessed God manifesting his glory by answering our prayers when we prayed in unity. We have seen his hand bring a near-death prognosis to a life-restoring situation. We have listened to the many testimonies of God bringing them or their loved ones back to the Lord. You see, Jesus prayed for us. I love John 17. That whole chapter is such a blessing to me. But in verse 23, he says, "Lord, I in them." This was Jesus talking. He was talking about you and I. He said, "I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." See, here's what Jesus is praying, that we may understand the sharing of truth, the sharing of power, and the sharing of life, and that we may be one. It's not all, when we get ourselves off of self and start exalting each other, start encouraging one another in a team effort, things happen. That's the power of unity. Realizing just how important unity is to our Father, we can firmly say unity is created, developed, and manifested in love, because love conquers all. And if there's ever a time for the believers to stand in unity on God's word, oh yes, it's now. It's now, because the enemy wants to divide and he wants to conquer. He wants to do it in our families. He wants to do it in our churches. He wants to do it in our country. Take a look at it. Yes, as well as our affiliation with other countries. He wants to tear it all up. But the enemy is out to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. He's a liar from the pit of hell, and the truth is not in him. Jesus told us that he was defeated and that he came that we have life and we have it more abundantly. So if we stand together, things can happen. That's the power of unity. Now is the time for the body of Christ to keep the unity by meditating on God's word. Now is the time for the body of Christ to focus on Jesus rather than the situations that's all around us. And we could easily get caught up in the distractions. Yes, we can. Oh, ask me how I know, because I know I almost got caught up quite a few times, and I have many other times. Now is the time for the body of Christ to realize and stand that we're the head and not the tail, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Now is the time for the body of Christ to saturate in the love of Christ. Now is the time for all of us to come together in unity and allow the power of God to manifest his glory. Oh, yes, yes, yes. He will manifest his glory. Colossians 3 and 14 says, and over all these virtues, put on love. Put it on, put it on, put it on, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So, what will the world see in our unified body? One can chase 1,000, remember that, and two can chase 10,000, as Paul and Silas, oh yes, as Peter and John when they said, such as I have, I give to you, rise and be healed. Ask them what the unity did. It multiplied with great effects. Together we can declare, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Remember, 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 when two or three come together, touching and agreeing on anything, God is definitely in the midst. That's unity personified. God is still honoring the prayers of the righteous. As a matter of fact, I'm expecting great things to happen as in today because he is fulfilling his promises here on the Master's Call. Today, on our second half of this call, we're going to pray as prayer partners. We're going to come together in unity to seek honor and glorify the name that is above every name, and that name is Jesus Christ. He honors his word through all our trials. So if you got any praise reports and you got any prayer requests, bring them to the line because we're going to stand together in unity. We must remember that everything, everything is still working together for our good and to glorify God. It's more than what we see. Oh, yes, yes, yes. It's so, so much more than what we see. You know, Ephesians 4 and 13 says, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Oh, let that soak in. Because when we come into the knowledge, the wisdom, and the power of God, do you know there's nothing that can come against us that will stand? That's when he told us, he reminded us that no weapon that is formed against us will prosper. It may look like it's prospering. It may seem like something is accomplishing in the midst of that negative situation, but God said, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. When we come together in unity, standing on God's word, you see, things will take place because unity brings peace. Oh, yes, it does. Unity brings strength. Unity brings blessings. Unity brings revelations. Oh, hallelujah. That's a sermon all by itself. Unity brings triumph. See, we are triumphant in Christ Jesus. Unity brings revival. When sometimes when we feel like we're in a dragging situation, when we come together touching and agreeing, revival takes place in our spirit man. Revival takes place in our soul. Revival takes place in our homes. Revival takes place in our communities. Revival takes place in our cities. Revival takes place in our country. Oh, hallelujah. What is the purpose of this unity? Twice our Lord told us. Once he said it in verse 21 of John 17. You got to read that chapter. You got to read it. Saturate yourself in it and see how Jesus spoke to the Lord about us. He says, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. And again, he said it in verse 23, to let the world know. See, the world's got to see the unity. The world's got to see Jesus somewhere. The world's got to see that Jesus is alive and well. He says, so let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Has God put some love on you? I know he has. I see it all over your face when I come and see you. I hear it in your voice when you get on the line. God has loved on you and I. When the church begins to demonstrate the unity of faith, the unity of sharing truth, of shared power, and shared life, the world is hit by an inescapable impression that Jesus is Lord all by himself, that he indeed holds the key to history and to reality. Oh, yes, I must say he still holds the keys. He say, I got the keys in my hand. All power is in my hand. And such as you ask me, when you come together, anything you ask in my name, I'm in the midst. When you call on me, I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things that you didn't know. Yes, they will see that he is indeed the revelation of the invisible God. He's still King of Kings, and he is Lord of Lords. See, in our prayer time, when we're alone, where we think we're alone, our brother, our Savior, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is right there with us in unity, believing and manifesting God's word as we pray to our Father. He said, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for you and I and all the believers to dwell together in unity, in harmony. I tell you, there's power in unity. Saturate ourselves in it and see God manifest his glory through it all. I hope you got a thought and a word from this message. I'm turning it back over to Minister Rebecca.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for that profound word, reminding us in all things to put on love, saturate with the love of Christ Jesus, and unity shines through in the body of Christ. Thank you so much for that. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. And if you are like me and are going to go back and play this message over the weekend and even later on today, you are going to need our playback call. And that number is 712-432-1085. Again, that playback call number is 712-432-1085 or 1085. And our PIN number is the same, 957-677-pound. Also, today is Friday, so we will be continuing with part two of our call, where we get to share your praise reports and your prayer requests. And one of our founders of this call, our Mother Eagle, Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be facilitating that second part. Family, let us go to our Lord and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we praise your holy name. Lord, you said in your word how wonderful and pleasant it is when brethren live together in unity, Lord. And for harmony is as precious as the anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head that ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe, Lord. And we thank you for that promise, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you let us do that, Father God, and just come and praise you and just honor everything that you did for us, Lord Jesus. We thank you so much for the speaker this morning, our Minister Brenda Terrell, Lord. Thank you for blessing her, Lord, and just giving her your full blessings, Lord, adding no sorrow to it, Lord. And just loving on her family and her community where she is in Mississippi. Thank you so much, Father, for our Dr. P.K. Roberts and our Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for refreshing them, Lord, and that you give them the capacity to refresh others and us, Lord. And just thank you for continuing to refresh them naturally and supernaturally. Thank you for Artists International, Lord. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and the Kings of Artists and every artist, distributor, and customer, everyone that knows about artists, Lord. And thank you for refreshing them, Lord. Lord, we also thank you that we can take any of our sicknesses or anything that is a hindrance, Lord, to you know, doing your will here, and we can lift them up to you, Lord, to the obedience unto the feet of the cross, Lord, and we trust you, Lord, to take care of us and to heal us, Lord. And we just pray and agree that any kind of sickness that we're going through, our family or our artists, distributors, it must bow down to the name of Jesus right now, Lord. And we just want to lift up all of the bereaved families, Lord. And you know uniquely what they're going through, Father God. And so uniquely, Lord, you come and comfort them and refresh them and remind them of the wonderful memories that they have with their loved ones, Lord, and how they can celebrate that and that their loved ones are right there with you, Lord. And so thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. Thank you so much for the TMC family and all of their loved ones, Lord, and just continue to bless them. Do something super special for them, super special and unique for each one of them, Lord, where they know that this blessing just totally comes from you, Lord. And we just love you and we praise your holy name. Lord, we agree that your kingdom come and your will is done here on this earth that you call, the master's call that you just call earth as you have it in heaven.
And
we praise you. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-POUND. That's our playback number. Thank you again, Minister Jackie, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Brenda, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Yes, I will. Thank you, Minister Rebecca, and again, thank you, Minister Jackie. May the unity and the blessings of God overtake each and every one of you. May his love, his peace, and his joy continue to abide within you this day and the days to come. And may we all say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. V?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that powerful word, the power of unity. I tell you, there's a lot more meat on the bone, and hopefully you'll continue spreading the word with that, giving us a buffet spread, because that truly is a message that needs to be heard again and again and again about unity. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Prayer General. Also, a big thanks to our Silver Fox, Minister Jackie, for greeting all of God's people this morning as we came into the line. We thank you for your love, your hospitality, and seating our Master's Call family today. And thank you, Miss Rebecca Thomas, for hosting our call today. We are so appreciative of all of you. It does take a team, a village, to do this call each and every morning. And we praise God for each and every one of you and for those of you who called in. We thank you for taking the time, making the time, pressing in early in the morning to receive a rhema word from the Lord. As our prayer general mentioned, also our host, each and every Friday, we the time and make the time at the end of the call to hear your prayer requests and your praise reports so that we can celebrate with the breakthroughs, but also that we can come together in one mind, one spirit, and bombard heaven with the prayers of the righteous that we know availeth much. So if you would hit *6, then 1, it will bring you into the queue. And we'll be able to hear your prayer requests or your praise reports. This is the platform. This is the place where we're truly in unity in corporate prayer and intercession one for another. We know that one thing we are praying for, we're excited about, is the upcoming leadership summits May 6th being held in Los Angeles, where there'll be the official, the legal transference from father to son of Papa De Leon, transferring legal leadership. We've already been running it for a while, but officially Alejandra and Elvia will be in charge of this great company, Artist Life. And then on May 20th, at the Marriott Hotel out by the Hobby Airport. I keep saying that because Houston, like many cities, has two airports, and we want to make sure you know that you're flying into Hobby Airport. Just think of what you love to do, your favorite hobby. That's where you want to come in, because that's a $40 taxi ride one way if you come into the other airport. And the Marriott is not even a quarter of a mile up the street. But we're praying aggressively already for that conference and both of these conferences. We have watched with the power of prayer, the power of unity and the spirit as we're speaking, saying, decreeing, and declaring these conferences, as the old saints would say, are getting gooder and gooder and gooder every time. The power of God, the spirit of unity at the conferences. Even if you just read your WhatsApp every day, you could just see the love, read the love, experience the love. And we know it's because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. We know it's because God's hand is clearly upon our lives individually and upon this company. So we're excited, but it doesn't happen just because we would like for it to happen. It happens because people like you and I stand in the gap and make up the hedge and pray and intercede. We are experiencing explosive growth again, and I'm so excited about it. But we want to pray for growing pains. The customer service is being totally overwhelmed, and they are adding on every day. So pray for the field's patience and the expertise, the training to come in for those new people who they are hiring. That's a good problem. That's a good problem that we've prayed for. But as the TMC family, we want to be instrumental in covering attitudes and patience and all those good things that come with extreme growth. So we praise God for it. All righty, we have one who has entered the queue. And that is our Miss Camilla. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to our Master's Call on this Faithful Friday.
Good morning. Thank you so much. I'm always delighted, I always have to say, to be on this line. Last Friday, I was having technical difficulties, and I couldn't get through. I kept pressing *6 and 1, and then it cut me off. By the time I called back in, you was praying. But I said, God, that's fine. I can go ahead, and I went ahead and listened to your prayers last Friday. But I just want to say that I'm thankful once a day to be here. Last night we had what we call lock-in. We lock in the church from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. once a month. And my praise report is that I've always been asking this prayer line to pray for Kevin and his children. And on Sunday, I had been told him previously, you have to, you know, do some things to get lined up, and which he knew already. Well, he joined the church on Sunday, and then last night he got up and testified that he can feel his relationship growing stronger with the Lord. So that's a praise report for me, because I've been praying for him, praying with him, and I introduced him to this prayer line, and he gets on every morning. So it just shows that God is working. And so I'm grateful and even thankful for that, because those children now have a father who is a part of God's church family and kingdom, and he's praying and things are working. So that's my praise report for today. Thank you for continuing to pray for him. Our prayers are definitely not going in vain. And I just ask for continuous prayers for my children and for Artel, of course, for me and my mother's relationship. And I just want to say thank you again to the prayer line for being obedient and keeping this line open always. And I love you all. And thank you.
All right. We got it all down. And thank you. All righty. Ms. Rebecca, you were unmuting yourself. Is it something you wanted to say?
Yes. Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. I just wanted to just thank you and just tell you again that I love you so much. Thank you for this prayer call. And I do want to pray for my neighbor, Miss Karen, and her husband, Mr. Ron. And just pray for their whole family. They have their daughter, Sarah, lives with them, and their grandson, Sarah's son, Riley, lives with them. But they had a renter, someone who rented a room, and he died 2 weeks ago, just like suddenly, like they didn't know what happened to him. But then the next day after that, the renter's dog, like almost mauled Miss Karen and like almost bit her ear off, but she's okay. She's alive. And, in talking, she's in good spirits, aside from, that, but I just wanted to pray for them. She really feels like, her household is being spiritually attacked and cover and just like, a new like blessing over her household. I just want to pray, lift them up in prayer. Thank you so much.
All right, we got it. Amen and amen. All right, no one else is coming to the on and go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you so much on this faithful Friday for the power of unity, the power of your presence, the power of your promises manifesting, pursuing persistently in our lives. We thank you for your messenger who came with a mighty mandate upon our life. We ask you to bless our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell. Pour back virtue into her as she so freely has poured it out, the word, into us. Thank you that you are strengthening her husband, Freddie. We pray for that house, the blood hedge of protection around it, and just for complete health for him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to continue to stir up the gifts of God inside this your true general in the army of God. Continue to increase her sensitivity, her discernment. Oh, Father, anoint her with the desires of her heart in the name of Jesus. Bless every listener on this line. Father, they took the time to press in, to be in your presence, to be fed their portion of your word. And we thank you that we will not just be hearers of the word, but we'll be doers only. Or we will not just be hearers only, we'll be doing your word also, as you've said in James 1:22. Now, Father, we thank you for this upcoming conferences, these leadership summits. We call the people in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We thank you and are excited about the transition, that generational blessings that we are watching in our very sight happen on May 6th. We thank you for you birthing just an idea that turned into a mandate and a company that over 26 years, through the ups and the downs and the challenges and the conquest, your hand has been upon Antonio Diaz de Leon. Nobody knows like him and his wife, the many sacrifices they have made for us to sit even on this line today and reap the harvest of the blessings, the bumper crop of their sacrifices. We thank you that we know these products have saved lives, improved the quality of lives, have brought in financial wealth into many people's lives because of them taking that idea, that vision, that dream, and being good stewards. Now, as you transfer the baton of leadership to his son and Alejandre and Elvia. We ask you, God, surround them with that Sophia wisdom you said in Proverbs 11:14, and a multitude of counsel. There is safety. Burn on the hearts of each and every one of these listeners on the line, a heart to lift them up, to pray for them, even when we may not understand and have a critique, but we always have a prayer, a heart to birth the will of God. Your kingdom come, your will be done in artist life, that we operate in the integrity of the Holy Ghost, that we have a heart, a drive, a desire to artist the world, to snatch lives out of the jaws of the devil that would try to bring premature death and illness and infirmities. But Father, as we share because we care, oh, we watch the breakthroughs. We are instruments that you use to let others know that there is help on the way. I just thank you, Father, as we go to the leadership summit now, to have more than just a desire, but to be properly trained, to be properly equipped, to learn the people skills, because this is a people business, of how to talk to people, how to encourage people, how to mentor correctly, a system of success. I thank you that you bring in the provision, you bring in the days off. We call them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Father, we're harnessing this momentum so that it can be channeled into progress, prosperity, and posterity to go in our families from generation to generation, that all roads are leading to Los Angeles, leading to Houston, Texas. We are speaking to the atmosphere now to stir up in their hearts so that they see themselves there to be equipped, to be trained, to be empowered to go out and do the greater works that their hearts desire. Father, we just thank you that your hand stays upon our lives individually and corporately, that success is our portion, that discipline is our daily routine. Oh, Father, that we spend the quality time one-on-one with you, Daddy God, listening to hear your voice and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. I thank you that you've used this company, this tool called Artist Life, to connect us at the hip and hook us together at the heart so that the power of unity goes forth to do great things, that through this cooperation, through this kindred community, we will do the Ephesians 3:20, the exceeding abundantly above, more than we could ask or think, because, Daddy God, the disclaimer, the condition of that verse is because the power, the dunamis power, with the exousia authority, will be working in us and through us for your glory and our good. We bless this upcoming end of month, that goals will be met, that ranks will be achieved, that promotions will prevail. We speak it into the atmosphere, knowing that not one word, not one syllable shall return void. Now we thank you, Father, that we pray for our customer service in this rapid growth. We pray for the explosion, again, that you're bringing to this artist family. We thank you, Father, that you bring in people who have a heart to help and to be there for the field. We're bringing in those who want to learn and know about these products and be experts at what they do. Now we pray for the patients in the field, that we'll do our part as we call in to have everything prepared and in order so that it's a smooth process. But we're excited about the growth, God. We're excited about you rekindling, refiring up. We're excited about the praise reports we keep hearing of many coming back home, realizing that they were already at the best place, but coming back with a heart of humility and a spirit of cooperation and unity to take artists to the world. Now we thank you, Father, as we lift up Camilla, the praise report of Kevin joining the church. We thank you for his salvation and now for the sanctification, the process of the journey to grow more like you. Father, let the TMC family call out his name and pray. We thank you, Father, that you have in his heart to be a godly father of his children, to be the man of God, to be the covering of God, to teach and train like you talked about in Deuteronomy 5, to be a living epistle in front of his family and others. And even as he's plugged in to the church, Father, make him coachable, teachable, trainable, so that he will bring in others into your marvelous light. Oh, we thank you as we lift up Camilla. We pray for her children. We call out Artel's name. Oh, Father, rest him by the Holy Ghost. The destiny and purpose is being accomplished in his life. We pray for continued reconciliation and restoration of all of Camilla's relationships, especially with her mother, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for all the children of the world, even as on the news this morning with all these many missing children of color in D.C. We ask you to expose. We ask you to solve. We ask you to curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy. The blood of Jesus, we come against this demonic onslaught, and we speak wisdom, and we cancel fear in the hearts, especially those other children, young girls who see their friends missing and no explanation why. But God, you know why. So I thank you that you help the police, you help the communities band together. Now we speak of peace and healing to London from this recent terror attack. Oh, Father, the unrest, we curse it at the root. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We speak comfort to those families who've lost loved ones, the policeman who gave his life to protect others. Bless his family even today. Let them feel all around the world the prayers of the righteous as we stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Father, you told us in your word in Timothy to pray for those who have authority and leadership over you. We pray for President Donald Trump, that we pray for Speaker of the House Paul Ryan and all, excuse me, the many critical, life-changing decisions, even that vote today. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Let the people of God pray. You said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who were called by my name would humble themselves and pray. We're praying this morning, Daddy God. We're bombarding heaven this morning, Father. We are calling your kingdom come. Your will be done today in the name of Jesus. You said in Deuteronomy 32, in that 30th verse, that one could put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000. It's more than two of us on this line this morning, standing in the gap, making up the hedge as Ezekiel told us to do. And we're thanking you, Father, that you're moving in our behalf. Father, we lift up Rebecca's neighbors, Karen and Ron, and their household. We curse the assignment of the enemy. We sever it at the root, every tentacle, every diabolical plot, plan, weapon, hex, spell that has been hurled against him. We lift up the shield of faith and quench them that they fall null and void to the ground. Cover them with peace from this renter who suddenly died. Father, the demonic attack of this animal possessed, we curse it and cancel it at the root. Any door, every door that may have been left open, we slam it shut and place the blood of Jesus at the doorpost. We place the blood of Jesus at the doorpost of our mind this morning. We place the blood of Jesus over the doorpost of our hearts this morning. We place the blood of Jesus over the doorpost of our homes, Father. We place the blood of Jesus over the doorpost of artist's life. We place the blood of Jesus over our going in and our coming out today. Order our footsteps, Father. Stir up the gifts of God inside of us. Let us be your yielded vessels to go out, Father, and be the light in dark places. God, every day we cry to be your living epistle that others will know you by our lives. We'll point them to the cross. We'll point them to your healing power, that you're still a healer. We'll point them to the blood of Jesus, that you're still a deliverer. We'll point them to your word, that as we worship you, all the shackles, the bondages of life have to fall off of us. Father, today as we intercede, as we pray, we thank you that we choose joy. We choose joy. You said in Nehemiah 8:10 that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we won't grow weary in well-doing. We'll hold on to the horns of the altar, and we'll open our mouths and praise you. We'll open up our mouths and disextol you. We'll open up our mouths and exalt the name of Jesus, for we know that there's no power greater than your name. Your name will forever stand. Your name drives away everything and anything that's not like you. We curse and cancel every spirit of backlash, of retaliation, of revenge that the enemy would try to do against us as we put on our armor of God. And Father, even this month, as we celebrate the role of women from all around the world, that we are trailblazers. Now, Father, let each and every one of us be a trailblazer in our circle of influence. Let the men of God latch up with the women of God and get the kingdom business done in the name of Jesus. As we're in this season of Lent, of sacrifice, of turning down our plates and opening up our mouths and pressing in to that place in you, we thank you that we have ears to hear and a heart to receive and a mind to do as only Daddy God, we see you do. So we seal this time of prayer. We seal this time of intercession, knowing that you have heard every word you said in Isaiah 55:11, Daddy God, as I put you in remembrance of your word, that not one word that we have prayed, because we prayed according to your word, would return void. But I thank you that we've dispatched the archangel Michael, the warring angels of God. I thank you that even the fragrance of the Holy Ghost has come into our rooms and our being. I thank you that you've touched our mind and we're going to think the thoughts that are good and pure and lovely and just and praiseworthy, that good to be of good report, that we're going to think on those things. I thank you that today we're going to go out with the boldness and the confidence that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So I thank you for the praise reports that are going to already be birthed and come today. I thank you for the confidence that we have to know that as we've prayed, you are already making it happen, that we don't have to wait till the battle's over. Ah, Lord, we can shout now the victory in you. So we seal this prayer dripping in the blood of Jesus. We seal this intercession knowing that your power is still real today. We seal this time knowing that as we've come in one mind, one spirit, and one heart, it's already done. In the name of Jesus, we decree it and we declare it so. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out, Master's Call family, Artist Life family, and have an absolutely blessed weekend. And we look forward to hearing some of you on the MMC today and others on the call on Monday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.